try to limit your exposure to outside. Obviously, it's not enjoyable when it's this cold, so you try to limit that, and then just to make sure you're prepared for it when you do have to go out in it. Layers of clothing, making sure your nose, your ears, and your head have a hat, all those little things that make sure that any exposure that you have outside is minimizes the safety hazard.
Some clothing better than others. You know, I hear about cotton. Of course, then there's always, you know, down-filled vests, that kind of thing. Does that make a difference?
If you put too much on, you're going to sweat. You know, if you sweat and then get cold, that moisture is going to actually be worse for you. So you want some type of breathable clothing that also allows you to stay warm but also breathe somewhat. Whatever that material would be, just kind of read the manufacturer's recommendations for those type of things. There's a lot of different ones. And for, like, your hands, mittens are obviously going to be a little bit warmer than just fingered gloves, just because your hands are all together so they can share the warmth. Wool socks, those type of things that your mother told you about when you were a kid, keep on.
Early frostbite, and what do we do if we get frostbite?
Well, you know, that's that limiting the exposure. But if you think you're getting some frostbite when your fingers are getting to that point where they're tingling and those type of things, for one thing, get in where it's warm. And make sure if you think you have some frostbite, don't rewarm by rubbing. That's the worst thing you could do for them. They have to be gradually warmed. And sometimes that means you have to visit the emergency department. So if you think you're that far along, precaution should prevail, and you should probably see a doctor for those. But by all means, you want to make sure you don't rub them when you want to rewarm them.
And it's kind of obvious, Jeff, but let's talk about smoking and alcohol.
Kind of hides or masks the true effects of exposure to cold and these winter months. So when you think you're getting warm because you're having those alcoholic beverages and it makes you feel warm inside, you're actually just masking that exposure, and you're going to make it worse by over-drinking and doing some of those things in this holiday season.
Let's talk about holiday fire safety tips. In this cold, cold weather, We got a lot of things working. Our furnace is working extra, and we tend to use supplemental heating sources. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, by all means. Yeah, it's this time of year when it's cold, so we got our furnaces running. And we're used to having the furnaces running, but sometimes we use, like you said, some external heating things, electric stoves and different things that room portable heaters and those type of things. So you want to make sure that, one thing, they're operating correctly. UL rated is very important. Make sure those equipment is that, so that way they've had those safety testings before you even bought it. And then make sure there's no combustibles around them when you're using them, and have them shut off when they're not in use, or if you're not going to be in that area. And that brings up those fireplaces. We love the fireplaces, and this is the time of year they get even used more. But like any other heating equipment, they need to be maintained regularly. So make sure that your fireplace and your chimney have been checked annually by a certified specialist in those areas to make sure that when you do use them, you don't have to have that worry about a chimney fire or something like that.
What do we need to remember when it comes to having a real Christmas tree at home?
Most important thing is to make sure that you have enough moisture in them. When you cut them, they're going to have probably the most moisture they're ever going to have. So as soon as you get them home, you want to make sure you got them in the right container and that you keep water in there, because a dry Christmas tree is going to ignite a whole lot easier than a moist Christmas tree. So just keep it moist, and it should be safe throughout this holiday season.
What do we need to remember when we get those candles going?
If you can use battery-operated candles, because those are obviously the safest. But if you're going to use a real candle, just make sure that, like any combustible type material, is kept clear of it. So anytime you're going to have a fire or heat or anything, just keep those things away from it. And by all means, don't leave them unattended. That would be the most important thing.
What do we need to remember when we're in the kitchen?
You know, if it's a grease type thing, you have something to cover it. Grease fires are notorious. People want to put, your natural reaction is to put water on fires. Well, in the kitchen, we use grease a lot. Well, we don't put water on grease at all. That'll splatter that fire and stuff around. So just have something to cover it. And just another important thing, just don't leave those unattended. Cooking fires, a lot of times they get out of hand because they've been left unattended, and then they become a fire that has to have the fire department respond to.